For statistical purposes, we've seized all private data from your computer. And frankly, we're disgusted with your internet search history, you sicko. This sunny update with Rick Stacy should be perfect for you.
It's brought to you by Florida Technical College. All right, so we have another SunRail death. That makes 50 accidents so far in the SunRail accident counter that's online. You can check that out. One person is dead after they were struck by SunRail. We don't know why they were on the tracks or what was going on, but
the conductor did give a warning sign once they saw the shadow figure in the track area. He did not move. And unfortunately, the front of the train did strike the pedestrian. The pedestrian ended up underneath the train.
He said they were white guys, but they weren't white guys. They yelled MAGA country, but that was a big lie. There wasn't a hate crime, but hate just a nice try. You made the whole thing up.
All right, so if there were such a thing as egg on your face, so we have a few people that have eggs on their face, like a whole omelet, maybe even like an omelet and some hard-boiled eggs and some egg salad. Ellen DeGeneres is one of them. And then we got Kamala Harris, who immediately after the Jesse Smollett fake story came out, she said it was a lynching.
Which tweet? What tweet?
About saying that it is a modern day lynching that...
Sorry.
Yes.
And now she doesn't remember saying it.
She's like, well, yeah.
Jesse Smollett.
Well, she looks over to her handler as soon as she gets asked, looks over to her handler like, you didn't screen this question?
Yeah, right.
Sorry. Anyway.
Okay, so I will say this about that.
No, you won't.
I'll say this about that.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
No, come on, give me a break, please.
The two Nigerian brothers arrested in connection with the assault on Empire actor Jesse Smollett are no longer suspects. They're now cooperating with police. A source close to the investigation confirms to CBS News the brothers told detectives Smollett paid them to participate in the alleged attack on January 29th and that they purchased a rope found around Smollett's neck at a nearby hardware store.
Wow. Wow. I mean, just wow.
Liar! Liar!
And he's wearing a truth shirt when he goes on with Robin Roberts. Remember that?
And she's like, there, it's okay. And he's like, why don't people believe me? Why do they think I'm lying? It really happened. She's like, I know, dear.
Oh, yeah, she's another problem. Yeah, now she's on there. Now they're trying. Oh, now the whole media thing now is not, oh, we're sorry, we jumped the gun. Now the media thing is, well, what caused him to do this?
I love that
lie.
Headline.
You know it was Trump. Everything is Trump. God.
It's going to the grand jury, you know. He's going to go to jail. You watch.
No, he's not.
He will.
Oh, yeah, you are, dude. I think it's a bigger penalty if you fake a hate crime than you actually do one.
He's going to jail.
Right?
It's the whole world, half the world's a hate crime right now.
He's now in the same boat. R. Kelly's, the whole case is going to the grand jury as well.
Yeah.
So now he's on R. Kelly level.
Oh,
that's what kind of scum he is, lying about that stuff.
Well, the Trump hate continues. You know, it's funny. It's coming from the people that preach to do away with hate. It's where all the hate is.
Yep.
A Vans shoe store employee was fired after he cursed at a 14-year-old customer because he was wearing a Make America Great hat again. This has happened like 10 times in the last few months. An unidentified employee working at the Overland Park, Kansas store said, "Blank you" to the teen in front of his mother. He was 14 years old. They uploaded it to social media, and he was fired.
Yeah, the kid didn't do anything. He's just walking around shopping with his mom. The guy yells, you know, blank you to the kid. The mother turns around and goes, I'm sorry, what did you just say to my 14-year-old son? She goes over, gets a manager, tells the manager, and manager fires the guy.
Toasters could be killing you. What? New study just came out. University of Texas at Austin warns that toasters, candles, and other household smoke makers expose people to more air pollution than if you stood on a busy intersection.
That's the best smell, though. Toast being toasted.
Candles being burnt.
Oh, so good.
I really like the smell of busy intersection. That's my spot.
Yeah. Other cooking activities like roasting, frying can pollute your home's air. And, you know, if you use house cleaners, air purifiers, and spray, they too are harmful to you.
Even the ones that smell like Hawaii?
I know. I have this, what are those called? The essential oils?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love those eucalyptus ones.
Oh, so good.
You can't use them anymore.
Why?
Well, they recommend leaving your house to pass gas.
They irritate the cat's lungs and they irritate people's lungs. And everything's bad.
I like
Even
them.
If the oils are essential?
What are we supposed to do? Live in a lean-to? What are we supposed to do now?
I don't know. I don't want my house to smell like house. I want it to smell like pumpkins.
You're supposed to live in a green yurt that's fan-powered.
Okay, we got two embarrassments out there. Well, three, actually, because Bernie Sanders has decided to run. Just happened 5 minutes ago.
Those of you who have been waiting for me to shout and wag my finger on television, you are in luck.
Now, Bernie, you're going to run on the same platform, free everything for everybody, even though we're in $22 trillion in debt?
That's right. The 99% is not paying for it. The top 1% will cover my debts.
Didn't you get a $600,000 home after you failed your last run for president?
Now, look, my wife bought that by embezzling money from the bank that she works for.
Oh, so it wasn't your fault?
No, that was all my wife.
Oh, are you still married to her?
Yes, she runs 99% of our relationship.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.